We are now at the point of our agenda where we are here to listen to public comment. We have three requests today, two for matters generally affecting the administration of justice, one speaker here for item G, and we'll call her when we hear item G shortly. I'll now call upon the first of our speakers for public comment, who each have 3 minutes, Mr. Eric Christen. Not seeing or hearing movement, I'll ask, is Mr. Jeremy Smith present? Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chief Justice and members of the Judicial Council. My name is Jeremy Smith. I'm here representing the State Building and Construction Trades Council. We are the entity that negotiated the project labor agreement for the San Diego Courthouse with this council and its staff. I was under the impression today that the previous speaker that you mentioned was going to be here, so I wanted to make sure I showed up to talk about project labor agreements, why they're good, why they're important, why we think they're a good business model for you guys to follow. I'm going to cut my comments shorter than they were going to be, hopefully, and just let you know that we appreciate the time the council and its staff has given us with this project labor agreement. We believe it's going to make the courthouse construction process in San Diego run very smoothly. We look forward to working with the council and its staff as the project moves forward to evaluate the project. We look forward to working with staff and the council after the project is completed to evaluate the project and figure out if project labor agreements for you worked. We believe they will. They are a business model based on the lowest responsible bidder, union or non-union, using the least amount of workers in the least amount of time to get the job done done once, right the first time. You're joining with this PLA a long list of public and private entities that have used project labor agreements. They've been in existence since the construction of the Hoover Dam. This is not an exotic business practice. It's tried and true and tested. And we just wanted to thank you again for the time that you've allowed us to speak at your meetings. I don't anticipate being here every month to talk about this issue, but I will be here to answer any questions both in person or in writing if any concerns do arise, as well as my boss, Robbie Hunter, the president of the Building Trades Council, is also available at your convenience to talk about issues that arise. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. One more call for Mr. Eric Christen.